Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning.
You're going to be asked a million questions. Probably 999,000 of them will be stupid all this week. You know, the stuff like boxers or briefs, Ginger or Marianne.
Will you marry
me? Who's your favorite
stew?
Will you marry me? All that sort of stuff. We're going to try to avoid most of that here today as we ramp up toward the Super Bowl. And I start with this. I saw your picture in the paper, front page of the paper. Sarah High School. You looked about the same, a little skinnier, a little younger, but about the same. And I'm wondering, when that picture was taken, Tom, and on or about the time that picture was taken, did you have any inkling that it would turn out like this for you?
Certainly not. I mean, you have goals and things as an athlete, and I was never, you know, the greatest athlete. So even throughout high school, there were so many other guys that were potential, you know, Division I caliber athletes, you know, and I really didn't start growing into my body or, you know, I always tried to work hard, you know, that was probably came from my parents, and to finally have the opportunity to go to Michigan, you know, I was like the seventh guy on the depth chart when I got there, but you know, even that was a dream, you know, I mean, I didn't even know anything about Michigan under the helmet, so to have a chance to go there and then, wow, you're seventh on the depth chart. Now, you know, I didn't know if I'd ever get an opportunity there. And finally, I get an opportunity in my fourth year. And then, you know, you get an opportunity there. And then you play and you go into your fifth year. Like, man, I thought I did a decent job. And then no one picks you. And then you're like, man, you know, you don't get invited to the Senior Bowl. Or, you know, I played in the Shrine Bowl, which was Gil Brandt was one of the guys who, you know, selected me there. So I always felt like I've always been, had to work really hard for it. And there's always, it's pretty cool now these days, you know, I even, you know, warming up and running across the field, you know, and I'm running next to Chad Johnson and Deion. Now, these kids were like the fastest kids in their in their high school class, the best athletes on every team they probably ever played on. And, you know, here I'm warming up next to those guys, and I'm thinking, man, at least I can keep up with them a little bit, you know. So we come a long way. You know, I have so much fun doing what I do. It's, you know, every day is fun for me.
When you told Bob Kraft, this is the best move you've ever made, is that accurate exactly? Is that what you said? And what did you mean? Did you mean, I'm going to start, I'm going to get this team to the playoffs, we're going to win Super Bowls? What did you mean?
Or were you just being a smartass?
No, I wasn't being a smartass. I don't think I said, like, I mean, I don't think I'd ever say that. I thought what I said was, you'll never regret picking me. You know, and I think that was probably more along the lines of what I thought I said.
You got to be careful with this Kraft guy. He doesn't keep secrets. He doesn't keep secrets well, Tom.
I know. You know, I've got such a great relationship with him, and he's. I think the growth of our relationship over the last 12 years has been really important for me too. I've been a long way from home for a long time. You know, my home was San Mateo, California, and my parents still live in the same house where I grew up, and. You know, I went to Michigan when I was 17, so I've been away for 17. I've been away for just pretty much as long as I've been home, and he's really been kind of a second father for me. So
at Sarah High School, looking forward, you didn't see any of this coming. Now looking back to where you are now, in quiet moments, alone moments, kids are asleep, wife's in the other room reading, you're there contemplating, you know, what this has become. Do you consider what you've accomplished and how your life has turned out? I mean, do you ever sit back and think, man, Look at all the stuff I've been able to do and accomplish and play in five Super Bowls and all that. Do you ever contemplate that?
I think I realize how fortunate I am. I don't take those things for granted. And I think because it's my life, I don't go, wow, look at what I've accomplished. I think I sit in front of my locker talking with Deion the other day, who's my locker mate. Mm-hmm. And we're like, can you believe this? Like, can you? And I don't think as an athlete you can ever imagine that. You hope for the best, you know, and you work hard for it. And then if you get the opportunities, and a lot of things need to come together to make it to this point. You look at the Packers, the Saints, it's hard to get to this game. And to do it five times, like it's crazy. I mean, and I, like I said, it's you don't take it for granted. I think the best part is you appreciate all the relationships you forged. Like, you know, Willie McGinnis texted me yesterday. Like, that was like my big brother, like, you know, California guy. Like, I came here, you know, I looked up to Willie, and now, you know, he's like, hey, can I sit down and talk to you for 5 minutes, you know, on Tuesday? So those are the things that, to me, matter the most.
Now, I know you're going to resist answering this question, but we're going to try to drag this out of you because you don't want to sound like a complainer. Everybody, all 7 billion people on the planet, look at your life, everything, you know, wife and money and fame and fortune and athleticism and all that sort of stuff, and say, nobody on the planet has a better life than Tom Brady. I would say most people would say that. What is the downside What's the pain in the ass about being Tom Brady? And don't and I, you won't sound like a complainer if you identify something.
No, I don't think I look at it, things like that. I don't think, man, you know, this sucks or. I think like any human being, you have your moments, you know, and I mean, I'm probably more to myself now than I've ever been. I mean, I really don't do anything these days. It's, I think that part is a little bothersome for me. Like, I wish I could be, to be social is probably more challenging for me now than it's ever been, because I'm never really in social environments. I'm kind of in the locker room and I'm in my house, and if people want to see me, like my parents, they come to my house, like. Probably even 6-7 years ago, Friday night they'd come into town. Where do you guys want to go to dinner? Oh, let's go to, you know, Abe and Louie's. Great, let's go have a steak. I don't even do that now, which, you know, I think I don't have as much energy as I used to, I really feel like I need my energy for this team, and I need to be emotional and to bring that in. And by the end of the week, I'm kind of spent, and I need to regroup before the game, because that's how I play the game. And then after the game, I'm exhausted. Like, you know, AFC Championship, we win the game. Right. Like, I have all my best friends in town, you know, and they're like, can we come over? I'm like, nope, I'm putting my kid to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sleep. And I think I wish there was a part of me that felt like I could be a little more social and outgoing to go to a Celtic game, which I'd love to do. But to me, it ends up being more of an energy drain than something I really
Is that because of the recognizability factor? I mean, you wouldn't walk into Strega Waterfront and try to have a meal just because it would be chaos?
Well, I feel like that, you know, if people get the opportunity to come up to me and introduce themselves to me, I want to be, you know, I want them to walk away feeling, you know what, like that was a nice experience. And I think there's times where I don't have that energy be put on a face where, hey, everything's great. Like, I sucked in this game. I didn't want to go out there and, like, you know, shake hands. Yeah, thanks. You know, I just wanted to go home and really be myself. And I think the place where I can be myself is at home with my family and my friends, and that's probably where I'm most comfortable.
You you met the Pope a long time ago. You've been to you met the president. You've met all kinds of sports stars. Is there anything that impresses you now? I mean, I'm looking at you on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and you probably, that doesn't mean much to you anymore, does it?
It doesn't.
Do you look at that and say, I can't believe I'm on the cover of SI?
Every time I get the chills just, you know, as you put that up. I used to tear those covers off and put them up on my wall, you know. It's pretty unbelievable thing to see that and to think, man, like there's kids that are tearing those out and putting them on their wall. And, you know, that's why I think a big responsibility in terms of an athlete to represent yourself in a certain way, because – You really are lucky, and it doesn't mean you have to go out of your way every single day to make people's lives and experiences better, because it just means, you know, you are blessed. And when you have the opportunity to share, you know, certain things with some kids or some, you know, some schools or, you know, it's really a great thing to do, because you can be a big influence.
We know you weren't happy with those paparazzi at your wedding. I mean, we know you ordered your gunmen to take them out. But do you ever get pushed over the edge? Do you ever get really annoyed at some aspect of being Tom Brady other than on the field? We know sometimes you get pissed off on the field.
Yeah.
What about off the field?
I try to, you know, my stress, like I try to do a better job managing my stress, and because – I mean, like I said, like at the end of the week, you don't really want to ask me for a lot of favors, you know, on a Friday night. Or, you know, I even feel like the last 3 weeks I've really been a little bit worn down. So, you know, you got to find ways to regroup. So I don't, you know, like if a guy cuts me off on the road, I don't get pissed off. You know, I probably drive slower now than I ever used to. I think a lot of those things don't really piss me off. It's hard to get me pissed off.
Hey, you talked about when you were younger, tearing the covers off and hanging them on the wall. If we were to walk into Tom Brady's house, would we know it's your house? Is there an ego room? Is there a trophy room? Are there pictures of you playing football? Or would we not know that it's your place?
Well, in my house and in my apartment in Boston, you would know.
Yeah.
I don't have a ton of stuff. I have a little, like a TV room, and I have the Super Bowl MVP trophies, and then like some shoes from the Super Bowl, which are really cool, and like LeBron James gave me a shoe once, so I, you know, I've had that in there, and I have some cool little sports memorabilia things. I got to play golf with President Clinton and President Bush up in Maine. I have a great picture with Jim Nance that, you know, we all signed. Yeah. I have like a picture of me and Wes working out together.
I heard when you sold your last place, closing the deal, you had to sign an autographed helmet for the guy before he closed on the deal.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah. Sure.
That's a good little perk. Just sign an autograph, and the guy says, I'll buy your place.
No, that was pretty cool. I'll be happy to do that anytime.
Hey, you. Now that you've seen the film, watched the tape, do you really think you sucked that bad against the Ravens? Was it that bad?
I mean, I think there were two plays that I wish I'd have had back, and the two interceptions. And I thought we didn't do a great job scoring. And the turnovers hurt you. I mean, there's nothing that correlates more to winning than turnover ratio. And I think Coach Belichick said when you're minus two in turnovers, you have a 17% chance of winning in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So when you think about that, you pretty much escape. You know, it's like, man, yeah, we won, but it's not going to happen, you know, 17% of the time. So, and I'm responsible for that. So when you're sitting on the sideline and you're watching Baltimore go down the field at the end of the game, you're thinking, you know, I blew this game for us, you know, because of those two plays. And when the team, every fan, every player on this team, every fan of the New England Patriots, you know, when you hold that football, you hold the hopes of every single person, you know, of winning the game with that ball. And to turn it over, to play carelessly with it is not something that, you know, I'm pretty hard on myself about.
Everybody in the country who can spell the word football is going to analyze and dissect this Super Bowl coming up. We have the Herm Edwards and the Manginis and Dennis and Callahan and all these people. And it struck me that everything we thought that was going to be true about the Ravens game did not come to pass. I mean, generally accepted. It said, well, if the offensive line protects Tom like they did in the Denver game, then he will pick them apart and have a clean day and all that sort of stuff, and you can't turn the ball over. Yep. Well, they did protect you, and you didn't have a great day, and you did turn the ball over, and you didn't lose the football game.
Yeah.
What's the one element, beyond all the obvious stuff that all the analysts are now saying, do you think is critical to this game, the one specific thing that has to happen for this to go well?
Well, I think we've been in, you know, we've had a bunch of, we've been in 18 games this year, 18 games this year, and even the three losses have come down to the last drive of the game. Our loss to the Giants came to the last drive of the game. So, I mean, when we work on the two-minute drill in practice, I mean, I think offensively or defensively, it's going to come down to that. So whoever executes best in that last situation, I think is going to win the game.
And the Giants are pretty good at that.
So are we.
Yeah.
So I hope we have the ball.
I'm guessing as an organization or as players, you're kind of tired of the questions about the 08 Super Bowl, the Giants, the last matchup. But if we could just ask you one here, most of New England, you mentioned New England's hopes and dreams are riding on you when you have the ball. Most of New England was convinced that was a W. Mm-hmm. There was no way the 18-0 Patriots were going to lose to the Giants that day. Were you guys convinced? I mean, that's not a bad thing. You're confident going in, but going into that game, were you convinced that you were going 19-0 and winning that game?
Sure. Sure, I don't think anybody thought that we'd lose the game. Not because, you know, look, we just roll our helmets out on the field because we're the Patriots and we're going to win, because we thought we were going to go out there and play a great game. I mean, when we played them, you know, earlier that season, that came down to basically one third down conversion that Kevin Faulk made on a 3rd and 9 where I threw it. He made a great catch and a great catch and run, and we ended up scoring on that drive, got the interception on the next play. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to one third down conversion. I mean, you look at the last game that we played against these guys. You know, we were 2 of 5 in the red area. They were 3 of 5. You know, if we had one more third down conversion that game, do we win the game? If they had one less, do they win the game? So I think all those critical plays, when you talk about, you know, that we have 60 to 70 offense plays in this game, one or two plays makes the difference. And one or two plays made the difference in the last Super Bowl.
We can't say you're better. It's not possible. You can't be better than 18-0. And your offense that year was the best the NFL has ever seen.
Yep.
But in some ways, are you better? Are you more equipped to take on this Giants team and win this time?
Well, you know, every team's different. I don't know if the Giants are the same team. I don't know if we're the same team, better or worse. I mean, I think there's things that we were exceptional at that year that we've really learned from the guys who are part of that team. I think there's things we're exceptional at this year. Whether that amounts to, you know, who plays the best game, you know, a week from, you know, on Sunday, who knows? I mean, I think that's why you're excited about the game.
You talked about managing your stress levels, and I'm wondering, are there levels of anxiety pregame that change? In other words, will you feel differently 5 minutes before kickoff in the Super Bowl versus 5 minutes before kickoff when you're taking on the winless Colts, for example?
Yeah.
Are there levels of anxiety?
Well, I think there's probably. I think the Super Bowl is a little different, you know, animal. There's for everybody else, it's a Super Bowl. I think for the players, you know, the pregame warm-up is there's a lot of people out there. You know, you're not part of the circus because you run in, you know, quite a bit early, and then they bring all the, you know, the balloons and all that crap onto the field.
Right.
Well, we're in the locker room getting ready to play.
Right.
Halftime show, we don't ever see any of that. We don't see the commercials. You know, we're there to play a game. There's a lot that goes, you know, probably media day on that Tuesday is when it really sinks in for the guys, like, wow, okay, we're in the Super Bowl. And for the most part, you want to prepare like it's a normal week. You don't want to, you know, man, let's change everything up because it's a Super Bowl. No, there's a reason why we're here. Let's try to understand those things. And ultimately, it's about playing your best game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about preparation. That's about being confident in what you're doing. You know, all those things are important.
Do you hate the nervousness, the butterflies? I know you probably use it. Good players use it. But like the night before a big game or the day of the big game, when that feeling starts to take place, do you really dislike it? Is it uncomfortable?
Well, for me, it's never the night before the game. It's probably, you know, right before we run out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more prepared I am, the less I feel, you know, and you know, I'll certainly be very prepared this week. I feel like the Super Bowl has been, you know, I played in four of them, and I feel pretty good at the start of those games.
I always feel like real pressure, you know, massive Super Bowl pressure, big game pressure favors Brady and Belichick. I don't know if it's just a visceral thing. I look at you guys, say, you know, this is your time. Do you feel that way when the pressure's on? I mean, maybe not about every teammate. When you look around your room, but when you look around at your team, you say, this team is good under these circumstances.
I think the pressure is on us every day in practice, in the meetings, in the walkthroughs. And I think it's a highly pressurized situation that we're in, so that when we get to those game situations, we feel like we're a bit used to it. You know, it's like when Coach Belichick comes out to practice, you know, everyone's kind of, you know, sharpens up, oh, Coach's watching. Mm. And he jokes. At the beginning of the year, he'll say, listen, guys, I'm going to be at every game. So, you know, the idea of being nervous because I'm out there, you know, I'm going to be showing up. So I think there's pressure. There's anxiety. There's nerves. Part of being in this position, and a lot of guys, look, a lot of guys have played big-time college football. You know, aside from, you know, probably the rookies from the small schools, this is it's a huge game, but we've been in a lot of huge games. I'd say playing Sunday night football against the Jets at the Meadowlands, that's right. A pretty big game. You know, I'd say playing Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship, that's a pretty big game. So it's not going to be a whole lot different than that, you know, other than the opponent that we're playing in terms of our nerves. I think guys are going to settle into the game. It's going to be a football game.
It's well documented that when you have a bad or mediocre game in terms of passer rating, interceptions, lack of productivity, your next game after that is generally off the charts. Do you have a theory as to why that is? I mean, you go from the outhouse to the penthouse in the next game.
Well, I hope I don't play too many bad games, period.
Right.
You know, whether they end up being back-to-back, they certainly could be. I mean, you could go out there and throw three interceptions in this game. I'm sure hoping I don't. Mm. And I'm working hard to concentrate on, you know, those things not happening. But, you know, if I throw two interceptions in the first half, I better play pretty damn good in the second half.
Did Tom Martinez help you Monday after the AFC Championship game with any information that you said, yeah, that works, that's right,
sure.
He's correct?
Well, yeah, we talk quite a bit, and he's got a great sense of, you know, my comfort, how I feel, how the game's going and so forth. You know, we worked hard throughout this season to, you know, nail down my mechanics, and I feel like I'm at a good place with it.
Can you share at all what he had to say to you? Maybe some little specific thing he might have told you Monday?
Just some of the techniques that we've been working on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nothing that anybody would really understand. You know, but
swing thoughts type of thing?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it's football. Throwing the football accurately is about mechanics. Mm-hmm. And if mechanically you're unsound, the ball's not going to go where you want. It's just like a golf swing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're loose with your golf swing, you're going to, you know, the standard deep, you know, you're not going to hit the ball down the middle.
Right.
Hopefully you still hit it on the fairway when you don't hit it. But I think for me, I want to feel like I'm nailing it down the fairway.
Every young guy who goes to the Super Bowl, like in his first or second year, and doesn't go back, is always looks back and says, "I thought I was going to be there every year." Like Dan Marino,
yep.
In his second year, he thought it was going to be an annual thing, man. Trip to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
What's a 34-year-old guy who's been there five times? Do you ever think when you're preparing for this game that this could be it? This could be my last Super Bowl.
Sure, sure. I thought about that, you know, the other day, and because we haven't been there for 4 years, and.
Right.
Like I said, last year we had a great team. I thought we had a great team. And we lose in the divisional round of the playoffs. Green Bay had a pretty damn good team this year, you know, and they lose in the divisional. So you can have a great team. You need some things to go your way, too. And ultimately, you know, the things we can control is playing good. So I'm not taking this for granted. I'm enjoying every second of it. You know, the opportunity to play in this game, to represent the Patriots, I don't take that for granted.
I'll bet you Gronkowski and you know, Spikes and Chung, they think, you know, we got Brady, we got Belichick, we're going to be doing this a lot. You know, this is not that, you know, special. They have to be thinking with this team that they'll be going every year. You going to tell them that it's not that easy?
Sure, and I think we've already, you know, talked about that several times, that, you know, take advantage of the opportunity because you may never get it again.
On that subject, what do you think Albert Haynesworth is thinking right now? Talking about missed opportunities.
I'm not sure.
Would you be kicking yourself if you were him?
I mean, to play in this game, I'd give anything to play in this game. Mm-hmm. And you know, it just didn't work out for Albert. I think that's all. You know, I had actually a great relationship with Albert, and I was hoping he did great because that would be the best for the team. And it just didn't work out. So, you know, I feel good for Sean Ellis, you know, to play for the Jets for all those years and not go anywhere and then comes for us for 1 year and he's playing. I feel good for Nico Kudavides and – you know, all these guys that have been around that you know, look, have been on good teams, but, you know, now they're on a team that's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Do you know how much the winner's share is for this game? If you win, how much money you get? It's a massive pay cut for someone like you. It's an amazing thing. You get make a lot more in the regular
take
season.
Take a guess.
And yet,
60,000, 70,000.
It's up to 88.
88,000.
88,000 for the winners.
Yeah.
For the winners. Means nothing, does it? I mean, the amazing thing is guys
don't
play.
Care.
It means so much to everyone. No one ever says, it's not that big a deal. I don't make that much money.
Yeah.
I make more in the regular season. You do it for nothing,
well,
I assume.
it's like for 40 tickets that I buy and all the hotel rooms and tickets, and I'm losing money on this game.
The loser
that's okay.
Is what, 40?
44. Half
44.
Of that.
44.
Yeah. Final question for me. Should we expect to see something from deep, deep, deep in the playbook on Sunday, something we haven't seen? And if the answer to that is yes, just tell us what it is. Just share it with us, Tom.
You know, we're a game plan team, so, you know, we watch all the tape. And what we think we can expose, that's what we're going to try to do. So, you know, it's a very good team. They got a lot of strengths. I think that, you know, that's why they're in this game. They can cover. They can rush.
Mm-hmm.
They can stop the run. But we still got to find a way to do it. I think we, you know, we're gonna have a lot of confidence in our game plan.
How many plays have we not seen that are in the book generally? I mean, are we talking dozens? Are we talking 100? Are we talking 5?
The playbook for us is
massive.
You know, yeah, it's massive, and there's things that aren't in our playbook that we end up running. That's you know, things that from the beginning of the year, you know, have evolved into what they are now. And look, this looked really good. We're gonna complement that with this play and. I think that's how you keep a team off balance. We're not going to go, hey, look, we've run this play, you know, 50 times all year from this formation. Let's do it again in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's you got to give them different looks so they can't, you know, really dial things up and nail you.
I'm guessing your sons aren't old enough to. They like Gronkowski. They don't appreciate this yet either, right?
They don't even grasp it.
No, they're staying home.
Oh, really?
Both of them are staying home.
Tom, enjoy the conversation. Good luck on Super Bowl Sunday. Look forward to seeing the game and watching you play.
Thanks, John.